Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin of Masechtas Chagiga. We're on Tes Vavim and Beis. We just finished talking about Acher. Tremendous, a lot to think about, no?
Oh, yes.
A lot to think about with Acher. Yes. Rabbi Akiva, now we're going to talk about Rabbi Akiva. It's not that much to think about. He's very straightforward. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And today's also famous, famous Daf. Very famous. Okay, second line from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Ola B'Shalom, V'Yarid B'Shalom. He came in whole, he left whole. He was not affected in a negative way. V'Alav HaKasav Omer, about him it says, Mashkeni Acharecha Narutza. That means that he was in Shalom, by the Bezen Shalmaila. V'Af Rabbi Akiva, B'Kshu L'Machle Yashar Yisodokhvo. But Malachim wanted to push Rabbi Akiva. Amalahem, he told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, "Hinichon lozakin zeh. Leave this old man alone. Sharoi leshtamish bichvodu. He's roy to serve me. My darish." Rashi says this question means, how did Rabbi Akiva know not to look at Hashem? The other three looked, and something happened to them. How did Rabbi Akiva know not to do that? That's what Rashi says. Hechon haven hamakom hashchina shenizah shel hated tcham. How did Rabbi Akiva not have to look over there? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. It says, the pasuk is V'asa Merivivos Kodesh, right? What does V'asa mean? It means he came. It's a very funny word, because by the way, it's Aramaic. It's not a Hebrew word. So it's in Parashat Zos Habracha. V'asa, he came. So Rabbi Akiva made a drasha. Os, Asa comes from Os. Os hu sherevava shalo. It's a sign that the revava, the throngs, are Hashem's. Don't go over there. Rabbi Avo Omer, the different parts of Dogol Mervava, right? The banners of his throngs. Dugmahu, it's an example, berevava shalo. His Hashem's entourage, you stay away from it. Again, what this means, I don't know. You know, we don't know what this means. Rish Lakish Amar, Hashem Tzavakos, Shemo, Adon Hu, Bitzava Shalo. Meaning with his army, with his staff, you don't go near Hashem. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Who said they went together?
Didn't they have a group meeting before, like proceeding with caution, let's see.
No.
Just on their own?
Yeah. Who said they went together?
Four
went into the paradise. Doesn't mean they went at the same time. That's Lav Dafka. Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Baruch Hashem, V'achar Haruch Rash. Lo Barash Hashem, V'achar Rash Eish. Lo Ba'esh Hashem, V'achar Eish Kol Dama Madaka. Right? V'hinei Hashem Over. Okay, meaning that it was that you shouldn't go and you shouldn't go where Hashem is quiet. You shouldn't go there. Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Dvar Nemer B'Shedim. Three things were said about Shedim. Six things said about Shedim. Shlosha Kvalach Yeshar. In three ways they're like angels. Ushlosha Kibbani Adam. And in three ways they're like people. Shlosha Kvalach Yeshar. In three ways they're like angels. In what way? Yeshlehem Kinafayim Kvalach Yeshar. First of all, they have wings like angels. Asks the Halchas Kitanos, how come Hashem didn't create people with wings?
What did Hashem create people with wings?
Huh?
Didn't have wings?
I don't know. But why did regular? Why does anyone have wings? It's a good question, right? The answer is
very logical.
One.
You can't walk in the street. Imagine what you have to deal with morons flying. Seriously.
That's exactly the answer he gives.
Exactly.
No.
Can you imagine going to Manhattan and people are flying? Seriously.
He says because if you had wings, you'd be able to do avaris faster.
Right.
And they were able to go from one end of the world to the other like angels. So the Achronim ask, isn't that the same thing as the first one? Have wings? No. Even if a person has wings, there are parts of the world where you can't go. They're too cold, they're too hot, they're not inhabited. But the Malach could go there. Even if forget the wings, they still could go places human beings can't go. Still not like human beings. Number three, the Yodin Masha Asid Lios Kamalach Yesharis. They know the future like angels. That's also controversial. Yodin talking to Isaac? They know the future? No. Elishomen Meachoria Paragot Kamalach Yesharis. They can hear a little bit from behind the paragot, from behind the mechitza there. They can hear a little bit what's going on. Shlosha Kibbani Adam. And in three ways they're like people. Ochlan Vashosan Kibbani Adam. They eat and drink like people. Parvaravin. Kibnei Adam, umesim b'kibnei Adam. They eat, they reproduce, and they die. Shisha dvarim nemru b'bnei Adam. Three things were said about mankind. Shlosha k'malach yasharis, shlosha k'behema. Three ways they're like man, three ways they're like angels, three ways they're like behema. What? Shlosha k'malach yasharis, yesh men das k'malach yasharis. They have das like an angel. Mahalchin b'kuma z'kufa k'malach yasharis. They can stand upright. U'masaprim b'lashan ha'kodesh k'malach yasharis. They can speak Hebrew. Shlosha k'behema, ochlin v'shosha k'behema, parv rabin k'behema, u'motziria k'behema. They eat and drink, they reproduce, and they go to the bathroom. Okay, then we said, kol mistakel b'dal dvar. If you look at these four things, rasli lo shalo bal olam. It's better off had you not come into the world. What are these four things? What's above, below, before, and after? Says to Gemara, bishlam alam 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 atam ala achar l'chi. I understand what's above, what's below, and what's after. Don't be busy with that. El lefnim, my dahav ahav. Why can't he be busy with what happened before? It's old news. Whatever happened, happened. What's wrong with that? So Rabbi Yochanan from Elazar, Rabbi Tarvayu, Mashal Amelech Basav, that was like a king, Shamal Avdav, Banu lo, Banu li Palatrin Gedola al Ashba. Build a palace on the garbage dump. We're going to build a palace on the big garbage dump site, right? In Staten Island. We're going to build the palace in Staten Island. Halchu Ubanu lo, they went and built it. You don't want to mention there used to be a garbage dump here. So all I want to say, the marshal's not a good marshal, because there was nothing bad before the world was created. There was nothing. It's a concept we can't understand. We can't understand what it means to have nothing. What does that mean?
To be nothing.
To be nothing. Nothing, there's no existence. We don't know what that means. What?
It's a void.
It's a void, right. We don't know what that means. So it's not really a fair marshal. But when a human being hears that, I hear your point. Your point is, there was no mashpa, there was nothing. Hashem built the world out of nothing. But you hear the mashal. Not a fair mashal, but for a human being, it's good enough. It's good mashal for you. Then we said, kol shalo chatz al kvodo, kono rosh lo shalo bala olam. If you don't have kavod for Hashem, it's better off you wouldn't have been created. Very difficult Gemara. Maihi, what is that? What does that mean you don't have cover for the creation? What does that mean? Rav Abba Amar called Mastakal Bekeshas. You look at a rainbow. So bad of looking at a rainbow. What's so bad? Rav Yosef Amar Zeh Ovid Aver B'Seis. Alright, you're doing Aver in private. Why? Because you don't want people to see. Hashem, you don't care. Right? Mastakal Bekeshas, Dichsiv. Kemara Keshas Arshiyye Ba'onan B'yom HaGeshem Kemara Hanoga Tzav Hashem. Maras Divus Kavar Hashem. Somehow a rainbow looks like Hashem. Somehow, Hashem has no form, Hashem has no color, but somehow the rainbow is some kind of dimyon. Don't look at rainbows. Rabbi Yosef Amar Zeh Or Aver B'Seiser. Kitavitza Damar Yitzal Kol Ova Aver B'Seiser. You do an Aver in private. Ilu Docheg Ragle Shechina. It's as if you're trampling on the Shechina. Now we always think that's a good thing. At least you have some shame, right? At least you have some shame. So the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Gemara realizes that to do an Aver in public, it's much worse, no? So, Shinemar Komar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisiv, Adarat Adam Ragli. But Aini, is that true? That doing an Aveir in private is worse than in public? Not true. Amar Eloi, Hazakan, Eloi Hazakan said, Imro Adam Shitro Miskabra Love, if you see that you have a taiva for something, whatever it is, you have a taiva for something, whether it's a woman or talking during davening, you have a taiva for something. So, you know what? Yelech Lamakam Shemar Kirin, so go and nobody knows who you are. The Yilbosh Shchurin, we're black. V'yatav Shchurin, v'yasim Hashlim b'chafetz. Again, it doesn't do what your heart desires. That would mean, if you're gonna do it, at least have some shame. At least have some shame. Right? At least be embarrassed about it. Go be discreet. Go dress like you're some kind of nothing, and go somewhere where no one knows who you are. So that makes sense. Doesn't mean Hashlim b'chafetz. Let me do whatever you want. It means if you're gonna do it.
Black, they don't mean a black hat either.
No, it doesn't mean a black hat.
If you go to that extent, by that time you did it.
Some Achronim say that's why you do all this.
Yeah, right.
Right?
The
Aruch HaTzadikim says he has all these traits. Being angry is not a good trait, and this is not a good trait. But sometimes everything has its moment. Sometimes you have to get angry. Sometimes it's lazy. Lazy is a very bad trait. But you know when lazy is a good trait? When it comes to a bearer. I'm too lazy. Right, it's an excellent trait. Very good to be lazy when it comes to Averis. I have to go get dressed up in black and take a plane to do Hupit when no one knows me. I'll stay out and do the Averis ready. Right? Being lazy is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? Shem Shemayim before Hestia. Don't be Machal Shem Shemayim in public. This is how a person behaves in public. It's a Chil Hashem. You can have a taiva, you can't deal with it. Alright. So at least minimize it. Minimize the busha. Lo kasha. So it's not a kasha. Ha.
What's
a kasha? The kasha was that we just said that doing something in private is worse than in public. And then we said it's so not true. Doing something in private is worse. So it's lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha. When we said that an aveira, we just said over here. What does it mean when you don't have cover for Hashem? When you do an aveira in private. What does that mean? That was so bad? Yeah, that's the mati kayifle. You could overpower yourself. You're giving in. You're not even trying. So such a person, doing it in private, that's worse. Ha, but when we said that it's better to do something in private, yeah, the lo matikai, flitzri, you can't fight it off. It's too powerful. We know, we believe, that you're not given a test, you can't pass. Right? We believe that. Where does it say that? It's a Gemara that says that. It's a very, very difficult. Took me many years to find this Gemara. Because the Gemara says it's such a different way. But there's a Gemara there that says that Hashem doesn't come to torture you, which is taken to mean, doesn't give you a test you can't pass. But maybe within your mind, you feel you can't. You feel you can't. You always can. There's Sfarim out there that say you're given tests you can't pass. Are that? Significant giving that one out of Shavuos. Does Rav Tzadik said that? Rav Tzadik says you're given a test you can't pass. What does that mean exactly? It's the purpose of a test. It's a whole Shavuos night topic, right? I don't really never gave it because I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. What? No, he says you're a test you cannot pass. You don't know which ones they are, so you can never use that as a fallback. Oh, I couldn't pass that one anyway. Thank goodness. No, you can't say that because you don't know which ones they are. But there are ones out there that you can't pass. It's a very difficult Rav Tzadok. Other people in Rav Tzadok world say similar ideas. It's a hard concept. Anyway, if you can't withstand it, if you feel you can't, then yeah, go somewhere far away where nobody knows who you are and don't embarrass yourself. Okay, Darsh Rav Yehuda Rav Nachmani Miturgamin.
Isn't that the Chil Hashem you're talking about?
Yeah.
Don't be recognizable as a Jew.
What?
Go there dressed differently. Don't be recognizable. Right. It shouldn't be a collection.
Correct. Correct.
That's important.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, 1 second. Mm-hmm. One second. Yes, I'm waiting for this call. Hello? Okay, so I'm at the Island Shul right now. You know where that is? It's diagonal. It's diagonal from the Young Israel of Woodmere on the corner of Island and Peninsula. You walk in, I have the safer for you, and that's all. We're middle of a shiur. But you can walk in and get the safer. For another half hour. Okay, no problem. Okay, bye. Some people supply drugs to the neighborhood. I supply Sfarv. It's a fantastic safer. The Chalban.
What? What's it called?
Chalban. Unreal. Okay, we'll talk about it afterwards. It's life-changing stuff. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, where am I up to? Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani miturgmine derish lakish. Kol hamistakel v'gimel dvarim ein of chaos. If you look at the following three things, your eyes will get weak. What are they? Keshes, a rainbow. A nasi, a king. I'm not sure why you look at a king, your eyes get weak. I'm not sure what's the problem with that. And three, b'kahanim. When the kahanim duchen. Rashi says something here. We all know that. Rashi says something here quite startling. Was it Rashi? No, it's not Rashi. It's Tosfos. Tosfos here says that is it only in the Beis HaMikdash? What about not in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos quotes these Gemaras where you shouldn't. The Gemara says a Kohen who has funny hands shouldn't duchen because people are going to look at them.
What?
Well, this is just that you can't look at it. How do you think? Not only that, then there was a story with Rav Huna, who lived after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and in his town there was some guy who had funny hands, and he was duchening. And everyone said, yeah, everybody knows this guy already. It's not going to cause anyone to look at him and to be distracted. Yeah, right. It's old news, this guy. That's after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And so it's a whole discussion exactly what this means. Okay.
Probably if the Beis HaMikdash was there, you wouldn't have
known. Right.
Probably.
What kind of king?
A Jewish king.
A Jewish king.
What does that mean? You can't look at a king? I don't know what that means. Bekeshef tichsiv, kemara kesh, nashayyeh, ba'onan, begom.
That doesn't make sense because you're supposed to make a bracha when you see a king.
I know. Maybe it's just a stare. Maybe it's just a stare. They always are like that. You make a bracha when you see a rainbow also. That means you shouldn't stare at it. You can look, shouldn't stare at it. Yeah, we have all this. The Agesh Mumarak, the Musk for Hashem, Nasi Dikhtiv, Vinasa Mihodcha Love, Hamastakal Bakahan, and Bismatch, Bismikash Ka'a. Hayom Dimal Duchan, Mavarkan as Israel, Bashem of Forish. Okay. Darshi Huda, Rabbi Nachmani, Miturgamine, Dirish Lakish. My Dikhtiv, what does it mean? Al Taminu Bura, Al Tiftachu Ba'aluf. Im Yomru, Im Yomar Lacha, Yetahara, Chote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochel. If the Yetzirah tells you, you know what, do the sin, I'll do tshuva tomorrow about it. Right? Don't worry about it. Don't believe that. Shemar, like it says, Al Tamin Bara, Vein Ra El Yetzirah. Don't listen to anything Yetzirah says. Shemar, like it says, Ki Yetzirah Ha'adam Ra. Vein Aluf El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemar Aluf Nuriata. Shemar Torah, Mi Meid Bi, who's going to know? Who's going to know? You know what? Avne Beso V'Koriz Beso Shal Adam Hein Me'idin Bo. Your house will testify against you. Shemar, because it says, Ki Evan Makir Tizak V'Kafayim V'Kafis Ma'at Yanena. Okay. V'Chacham Omer, Nishmasa Shal Adam Me'idin Bo. Your Neshama will testify. Shemar, Mashkimas Mishkivas Chekecha Shemar Pitzche Picha. Eze Yidava Shalcheves Pichecho Shal Adam. What is in your bosom? Hav Yomer Zeh Neshama. It's your Neshama. The two malachim that accompany you wherever you go. But it's on Shabbos. All the time. Shenemar, like it says, Ki malacha v'yitzah v'alach mishmarcha b'chal d'rachecha. The Chacham Omer, Evarim shal Adam ha'idin bo, your Evarim will testify, Shenemar, V'atam edei ne'um Hashem v'ani kel. Okay? Good? Now we get to a very, very, very famous Mishnah. Extremely famous. And here we go. Yossi ben Yoezer, he's called in number 8, Yosef ben Yoezer, which is why it's in parentheses. Omar shalo lismoch. He said, there is no smicha on Yontif.
That's the question we had.
What?
That's the question was the first one we came up with.
Right. So Yossi ben Yoezer said, shalo lismoch. Yosef ben Yochanan, somewhere else he's called Yossi ben Yochanan, Omar lismoch. They said,
Avos,
right. All these people are the same people in the first paragraph of Pirkei Avos.
This is the first of Avos, right?
Yeah. Yeshua ben Parachya Omar shalo lismoch. He said, now what's the issue? The issue is that you can't do smicha. There was a gzeir not to do smicha because we're afraid. It's a problem of using an animal. You're not allowed to use animals on Yom Tov. What? And you can't, you have to lean out with all your koach. So that's considered like using it. So there was a machlokas whether or not the carver that you're bringing on Yontif overrides this iser. Machlokas about it. Why? Why isn't what dovah Yontif?
If you have to use the animal.
No, so bring the carbon.
You should dovah Shabbos on using that.
Right, so the truth is we're going to get to that tomorrow, Zaf. The next day, this is going for 3 days. This discussion. Okay? Any. What?
That's
part of the discussion. It's definitely chachila. Yeshua ben Barak Omer Shalol Lismach, Nitai Ha'arbeili Omer Lismach, Yudibet Tabai Omer Lol Lismach, Shema Shetach Omer Lismach, Shemai Omer Lol Lismach, Avtai Omer Shalol Lismach. Okay, let's stop here. Now let's do the Tosfos, second to bottom Tosfos. Yossi ben Yoezer, right? Be Yerushalmi Omar, in Yerushalmi it says, Lo hayu machlokas ela al hasmicha bovad. There was no machlokas in Klai Yisrael. Could you imagine such a thing? Right? If they ask you a question and you say machlokas, that would have been the wrong answer. Today, it's the right answer, but that would have been the wrong answer.
Is a possible reason why we went through when we went to Jewish history class.
Yeah.
This is the first time we split up. Having decisions made in Klal Yisrael with two people.
Interesting.
Once you get into two people, go.
You have machlokes. Very interesting. Very nice. Anyway, yeah, here, so Tosfos says, V'amdu Shammai v'Hillel v'asu Dalid. Hillel and Shammai got up and had four arguments. Okay? Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had hundreds. But Hillel and Shammai themselves only had four. So it's three. This is the fourth. This is number four. I'll toss it in here in a minute. Right. Mishirabu Talmidei Hillel v'Shammai. Shammai v'Hillel. Listen to what Tosfos says. When Hillel and Shammai had a lot of Talmidim, Lo Shimshu Kol Tzarchan Rabo, and they didn't pay attention to what the Rebbe was saying. So you know what happened? Rabo Machlokas B'Yisrael. A lot of Machlokas. V'Nachlaku L'Beit Kitos. It became two different camps. Because Hillel and Shammai only argued three times. Four times. So how can you have a yeshiva over there, a yeshiva over there, with 1,000 machlokas? How could that be? The same Rebbeim didn't argue on anything. The answer is, the Talmidim weren't paying attention. Tosfos says that.
Tosfos didn't take a look at the political climate of the time.
Right.
Provoke the destruction of Beit
HaMikdash. Right. Right. Now Tosfos asked a fascinating question, which Beryl asked me this question 7.5 years ago. And he asked me the following question. V'yeshlut moa, what about the following? Hare, behold, Nechluku, Kvar, Bimei Shol. There was a machlokas between Shol and David, Al Hamilve Bipruta, Al Hamalve Upruta. Can you marry somebody on a loan? Can you give a woman Kedushin on a loan? Hold the machlokas there with Shol and David. So why isn't that a machlokas? The answer is because that machlokas got resolved. You have all these machlokas. The machlokas between Eli and Shmuel about Shchut Eichut, all these, you know, those. The answer is they all got resolved. This never got resolved. V'shema, kiva de Shaul, the Beis Din, have his sovereign died to Amilveh, because Shaul and the Bezin Paskin this way, v'lo haya Adam Cholik, alav rak, v'lifi Svar as David. Nobody argued on that except for David HaMelech. One person argued. You know, that's not a machlokas. Right? Lo miskri machlokas. That's not called a machlokas. Uma, sh'amar, b'Yerushalmi, v'amdu shamah, v'hil, v'asu dalid. The Yerushalmi says they had four disputes. We really only have three. What are the three? Anybody know? What are the three? Machlokas, a hill and Shammai head. The fourth one is about Smicha, but it's not their Machlokas. It was an older Machlokas. Anyone know what the three are? They argued on the shear of Challah. How much dough you have to bake to take off Challah. This is a random thing. The shear of Challah. They argued about how much water, how much other stuff passes a mikvah. And they argued about whether when a woman becomes a Nida, how far back do you go and the time of things she touched. Right? That's the first Mishnah of Nida. That's it. These three random things. Right? That's it. There's no machlokas in Klai Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. Because today you can't do anything without a machlokas. Right?
Yes, 10 rabbis, you get 11 opinions.
What?
Yes, 10 rabbis, you get 11 opinions.
Well, that's the fallback answer. It's machlokas.
Right. So the Maharal said something interesting, which I once saw that Maharal, I forgot where I saw it, and we're trying to find it. It's in the Sefer called Tiferes Yisrael by the Maharal. He says something, which if you think about it, it's true. There's no machlokas in Hashkafa. No machlokas in Hashkafa. Right? Now there are some machlokas. Right? No, that's not Hashkafa. No, that's not Hashkafa. Like about Torah, Misinai, and Scharva Onesh, and all these concepts. No machlokas about any of that. Maybe a different way how to understand it a little, put into you more, 21st century terms. Interesting idea. No machlokas in Hashkafa. That's interesting. It's also a good shir for Shavuot night. Find out how wrong that is. How many machlokas there
are. I was about to say, you go with that theory.
How many rabbis does it take them to change your light bulb?
Yeah.
It's machlokas.
Okay, Shkoyach. Anyway, we're on the bottom of Tezayin Aban Aleph. Funny thing, there was before Shammai, there was someone named Menachem. Hillel u'Menachem lo nechleku. They didn't argue about this issue. Then Yotze Menachem. Menachem went somewhere. He left. Where'd he go? We'll see him in base. Nichna Shammai. Shammai came back. Shammai omer shlo lismoch. Hillel omer lismoch. Harishonim hayin nesiim. The first people mentioned were the Nasi. Vishniim lahem avbezin. The second people mentioned were the avbezin. Now the Gemara qualifies that. Tana Rabbanan. Shloshim mizugos harishonim. Sha'amru shalol lismoch. The three who said in the first three pairs not to do smicha, that was Yossi ben Yoezer, Yeshua ben Parachia, and Yehuda ben Taboy. Ushnayim mizugos ha'achronim sha'amru lismoch. And the other two, meaning Shmaya and Hillel, they were nesiim. V'shnayim lahem avos bezdin, and the other two with the av bezdins, divrei Reb Meir. V'chachamim omrim, Yehuda ben Tabai av bezdin, v'shimon ben Shetach nasi. No, Yehuda ben Tabai was the av bezdin, and Shimon ben Shetach was the nasi. What? How do we know? Yeah, we're going to have that story now. Right now, we're going to have that story. Man tanel hudatana rabbanan. So who authored the following story? Long story, very long story, just to get to the question, which of the two was the Av Beis Din and which was the Nasi? Amar of Yehuda ben Tabai. Erev b'nechama. I shouldn't even be zochet to see the Nechama. It's a funny thing to say, because he lives when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. Someone last one pointed out, what kind of thing is it? Huh? So what do you mean? What do you mean, Arab Nechama? Nechama, what Nechama? Usually that means the Beis HaMikdash. He was alive, the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. What do you mean, Arab Nechama? It's a funny thing to say, right? In Lo Hi Rab. Right. So there was a Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi is looking towards us on top. Lashon Kalila, it's a Lashon of a Klala, right? Havi the Shvua, Lashon Katzar, Klomar, Lo Yuchal Liras Benechmas Tzion. I shouldn't be zochet to see the Necham of Tzion because I did this terrible thing. There was, what do you mean, Necham of Tzion? There was no destruction yet. It's a funny thing to say.
It was not a good situation.
It wasn't a good situation. That's what they say. It was on the decline. It was downhill. Right. That's what he meant to say, right? It wasn't in its glory. Right. Im lo harabti eid zomeim. I killed an eid zomeim wrongfully. Lahotzi milibon shel tzedukim. Just because I wanted to show tzedukim, they're wrong. Why? Shahayu omrim, they said. They said, the Tzedukim said, that the only time you kill an Eid Zomim is if the guy that they wanted to kill got killed. That's exactly the opposite of Allah. It's the exact opposite. So what did he do? He killed the Eid Zomim before the guy was killed. In other words, two Eidim came and said that Reuven deserves Misa. They didn't give Reuven Misa yet. The Eid was made into an Eid Zomim, and Yehuda ben Tabai killed him. So what did he do wrong? He killed only one. Can't do that. That's be both. Eight zone. He killed only one. That was the problem. Amalot Shir Ben Shetach. Erebin Nechama. Imlot Shvichas Dam Naki. You killed an innocent man. Sharei Amru Chacham. Ain't Eidim Zom Nerogin Ad Shiz Mishneim. You have to do both. Right? So he knew that. So, but he did it anyway. Why? Because he wanted to show Tzedukim they're wrong. Tosus asks an unbelievable question. And he asks like this. Second Tosus. Tema. Am I lo makshinon? Hacha, why don't we ask the same? Why don't we ask the following? Hashta, we have a rule. Behemtin shel tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu mevi takala al yadon. Hashem doesn't let the animals of a tzadik don't sin. So tzadikim atzman lo kolshkein. So how can a tzadik sin? How can this happen to him? Right? How can this happen to him? That he made such a mistake. Doesn't he get a shmira? The animals get shmira. Why didn't he get a shmira? Kidaparach begitin, Bechulin, we ask the same question. The Yeshlamar, the answer is, I don't know why this is the answer, but it's the answer. The lo shayach la'akshuri rak gabi davar achila. It only applies by food. There'll be a shmira for somebody not to eat something not kosher. Right? The gnai hu l'tzadik de ochel davar asr. It's a gnai for a tzadik to eat something asr. What about a gnai for a tzadik that put someone to death for unwarranted? Isn't that a gnai?
He doesn't get punished with something that is like the ichor of him.
What do you mean?
They had the one who was digging the pits.
You mean that was his personality?
Exactly. That was his main thing. He got the digging pits, and they came over there, and so I fell inside the pit and got killed. They said it couldn't be because of him, because somebody who's doing mitzvahs to the public, and that way you can't have something go wrong that way.
Right.
A blanket statement.
Right. But then Tosfos goes on. I'm a double heter, but if it's something mutter b'shas iser in a time like, for example, Yom Kippur. The food's kosher. It's a time of Isser now. That Hashem doesn't protect you either. He goes on to have these stories. Only protected by eating not kosher food. Why is that? I don't know. And this guy put someone to death by mistake. It was a mistake. I don't know. You don't get peshmir. Only get shmir for eating not kosher. Just to show you how serious that is. Right? That's not to be taken lightly. Anyway, back to the Gemara. He continues. You don't put Aiden's home to death unless you have both of them. The Ain Lokin al Yishiz Mushneim. You don't give Malchus unless you have both of them at Zomim. Famashlimin al Moman al Shiz Mushneim. They don't have to pay unless both of them. Miyad, Kibra love Yehuda ben Taboy, Shaino Mor Halacha El Bifnei Shem Mashatach. He wouldn't paskin except the Fanashim Mashatach. Right? Kol Yomav, Shehuda ben Tavoy, his whole life, Hal Yomish Hashdeach, Al Kivar Shal Oso Harug, he went to the caver, V'hayo Kolo Nishma, and they heard a voice. So, Kisavurin Ha'am Lomar Shekolo Shal Harugu. Everybody thought it was the voice of the killer. Now, Amalahem, Kolihu, it's my voice. Teida, you should know it's my voice. Shalomacha humeis, because tomorrow I'll die. Then kolo nishma, you're not going to hear my voice anymore. Right? When I'm gone, you're not going to hear it anymore. It's not the dead man's voice, it's my voice. I once heard something very interesting. Right? Every single day of his life, he went to the caver and he cried. It says, kol yamav, every day of his life. Can you imagine what that is? Every day of his life, he went to the caver and he cried, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Right? That's a good Musar word. Going into, can you imagine? Every day of his life, he went to the caver, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Can you imagine what a Musar that is? No? No?
Yeah, every day.
Every day of his life.
He needs a little guzma too.
So Tosfos asks an interesting question. He says, in Tosfos Lamachar, why didn't he say, well, when I go on vacation, you're also not going to hear it, because it's me. Why did he have to, when I die? How about when I'm away on vacation? But he couldn't go on vacation, because every day of his life, he went there to cry. So he didn't go on vacation ever. But imagine if he would have gone 1 week, he would have gone a week away for a week, and then he wouldn't hear the voice. So Tosfos answers, because then people would think, the reason why the voice is not, the dead man's not crying, is because the guy's not here. So what should I cry for? If you were here, I'd cry. So you could have been. So what do you say? When I die, you're not going to hear it anymore. Why? Because it's me. Anyway, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ashi, v'Dilma Pesuya Pesaya o Bedina Tevai. Maybe, in other words, maybe after he died, he'll go up to Shemayim and he'll work it out with him, with this person, right? He'll either appease him or he'll take up the Bezdin up there and they'll work it out. Anyway, Mani Ha, what's going on here? If Meir's right, to Amar Shimon ben Shetach Abezdin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy Nasi, if that's what's going on, Hayinu dekamori halacha b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach, that makes perfect sense. He said, I'll only paskin in front of Shimon ben Shetach. Eli Amrit Rabbanon, to Amar Yehuda ben Taboy Abezdin, Shimon ben Shetach Nasi, Abezdin's greater than the Nasi. Abezdin b'fnei Nasi mimora halacha. Boy, he's going to belittle himself? That can't be right. So what do you see? The mayor's right. Lo, no, my kibbutz alav, what does that mean? He accepted it upon himself? Really, he's greater. So what does it mean? I have to go to someone lower than me? It means, t'ka'amar, l'itztarufe, t'afilu itztarufe nami, lo matzrafina, even if he's part of a bezdim, I won't listen without that bezdim being there. Not him himself. He'll have to convene a bezdim. I won't do anything without a bezdim's approval, and I want him on the bezdim. Okay, next. It said in the Mishnah, Yotze Menachem, Nichna Shamei. So Lehechen Yotze, where'd he go, Menachem? Where'd this guy go? Where'd he go? It's the only place in Shas where he's mentioned, this person. Where'd he go? So Abai Omar Yotze Tarbas Ra. He went off to Derech. Rava Omar Yotze Lavorot HaMalchus. He went to work for the government. Now, who said that? Abai and Rava. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a brisa that says the same thing. Yotze Menachem, Lavodos HaMelech. Right? What about Abaya? Abaya said he went off to Derech. What Abaya meant to say was, say there for him, that when he went to work for the government, that's like as if he went off to Derech. He didn't go off to Derech. He left the base of Medrash. Abaya called that Tarbas Ra. The brisa says he went to work for the government. He was still from... He's still with Shomer Shabbos, 100%. Abaya calls that, it's amazing, Vart. Abaya calls that Tarbas Ra. Rava says, no, he went to the government. And the Brisa says that too. The Yotze Imo Shimon Zugos, Talmidim, he took 80 Talmidim with him, Levushin Sirikin, wearing some kind of clothing. What's Sirikin? Big Day Malchus. Okay. Amr of Shem Bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, Lolavalti Shivos Kalabenecha. You don't treat a Durabonan so lightly. Sharei, Smicha, and Elamishum Shivos. This whole discussion is only about a durabonon. Can you use an animal on Yontif? B'nach l'gubak, doli adar. And it's all bachlok, it's for 1,000 years. Right? So much as pshita. I need you to tell me that shavuos is, you don't take it lightly? We don't take that lightly. No. Shavuos mitzvah itzachalei. It's a mitzvah also. This smicha is a mitzvah, but it turns into a shavuos. Such a big, big hack. Yeah, hanayim pshit. Yeah, it's a big hack. We treat this very important. It's very. Lafuki miman the Omar smicha gufe pligi. Some argue the whole machlokas was about smicha itself. Kamash malon. No, the shavuos who the pligi. The only arguing about. Everyone agreed you have to do smicha. The only question was, what about if it's on yontif? Because some said the whole machlokas was about smicha. No, that we don't say. You have to do smicha with all your power. If you hold, you don't have to do with all your power. My kavod lismoch, right? What's the big deal? Right? My kavod lismoch. What does that mean?
My
cover, this one,
let him do it.
Oh, exactly, let him do it, exactly. Meisvei, 1 second. It says like this. Darbel b'nei Yisrael, v'samach. It says, Darbel b'nei Yisrael. Right away it says, v'samach. B'nei Yisrael, somchin, v'im ros Yisrael, smachos. Only the men, not the women. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, omrim. But also Yisrael, smachos, v'shut. If they want to, they can. A woman brings a car, but she wants to. She's more than welcome to. Omer, Rabbi Yossi, sachli abba Eliezer, he told me, pamachas one time, there was an eagle of Zivchei Shlomim. We brought it to the Ezra's Nashim. For some chuel of Nashim, and the women, we let the women, it was their carbon. We let them do smicha, made them feel good. There's no din like that. Ella kadei lazas not the ruach l'nashim. Want to make the women feel good. It's an old story. You want to make them think they're doing something special. Let them, nothing change. Let them think they're doing a mitzvah. They're not doing anything. It's not a mitzvah. Let them think. Right?
No harm.
No harm, exactly. If he saw kadaitach smicha b'chol kocha b'inon. 1 second. If the mamash use all your koach, we shall nachas ruach the nashim of dinan of the bekachim. So we're going to allow them to use kachim just to make them feel good. That doesn't make any sense, right? That we wouldn't do. El olav shmamina lo b'inon kol kocha. You don't hear the old koach, because we wouldn't allow a woman to violate the halacha. And use kachim just so she can feel good.
No, but if it's really to make her feel better, she wouldn't have to do it before. Just do something.
Exactly. So what? But then she's not doing anything. The Gemara is going to give that answer. Lo lemeimalach, b'yidon kol kocho. Really, you have to do kol kocho. Da'amalahu, akfu yadaychu. Don't even touch the animal, they tell the women. Just put your hands over it. That's good enough for you. They think it's good enough for them also, right?
Because they rest the hands lightly on the
animal. Rest the hands lightly. They're not even doing anything. They think they're doing something. They think they're getting a check in Hashemayim. Let them think that.
Unless they learn this tomorrow.
Ihachi lo meisha smicha benashim. Nothing to do with that. Tepek lei de'enel smicha klal. Not smicha at all. Amalei, you're right. Amalei Ravami chadav od kamar. Chadav, first of all, the last smicha klal. First of all, it's nothing. But od also, k'delas es nasach ruach benashim. Want to make them feel good. Right? Okay. Let's get to the Mishnah. Amalei Papa shma mina. Tzedot zin asurin. You're not even allowed to use an animal in an unusual way, right? These talk about tzedot zin mutarin. Because if you want to tell me it's mutar lismach tzedot zin, so do it sideways. Elishma mina tzedot zin asurin. Rashi Amar fill tem with tzedot zin mutarin. It could even be it's mutar, but call the bahadi gava kigava dami. If you're doing it on top of the animal, which what smicha is, it's considered normal. That's considered using the animal, and that would be a problem. All right. So we'll stop here, and so the next time we're meeting is on Thursday afternoon. All right? And then we have a good yontif and a good yar and a ksiva chsimatova.